Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 5. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, comme d'habitude, c'est Marc.
Et moi, comme d'habitude, c'est Pierre Benoît.
Nous sommes très contents d'être ici encore une fois pour encore un épisode de Coffee Break French. Cette fois-ci, on est en train de voyager avec nos amis Charlotte, Lucas et Théo, n'est-ce pas ?
Oui, très bien. Et puis, je crois que nous allons à Caen.
Nous allons à Caen aujourd'hui. That's right, we're going to Caen. C-A-E-N, we've got to watch the spelling of that particular place name, and we're traveling along the route with them as they adventure through various parts of France and discover lots of things about the history of the place, about the architecture of the place, about the art of the place, and so on. So today, as Pierre Benoît said, we're heading to Caen, we're going to listen to the text as ever, and then we'll talk about the language in there.
Alors, où c'est Caen, mais Caen? Quand est-ce qu'ils vont à Caen ?
Aujourd'hui.
Ah d'accord, alors c'est le matin tu penses ou... Non, dès le matin alors, c'est ça ?
Ah, je pense, oui. On va y aller. Quand tu seras prêt.
C'est parti !
Quelle journée pleine d'émotions. Devenues à présent un symbole de paix, les plages de Normandie accueillent chaque année des millions de visiteurs, dont certains sont les enfants et petits-enfants d'anciens combattants. Nous sommes donc partis à 9h vers les plages du débarquement. On a fait une réservation il y a plusieurs semaines pour faire une visite guidée des plages dans une Jeep restaurée des années 40. De cette manière, on a pu voir plus de choses que ce qui aurait été possible à pied. Notre guide, Alexandra, était très sympa et cultivée. Quand on s'est rendu compte qu'elle avait une longue pause à midi, on l'a invitée à manger avec nous dans un café qui sert uniquement des produits locaux. Après avoir dit au revoir à Alexandra, on s'est mis en route vers Arromanches-les-Bains, pour une balade digestive sur le sable. À 16h, on est allé à un cinéma circulaire pour voir un film immersif. On a été plongé au cœur de la bataille grâce à des images d'archives projetées tout autour de nous. Je ne vais pas mentir, j'ai versé quelques larmes dès le début de la projection. Je suis très heureuse d'avoir consacré une journée à me souvenir de ce moment clé de l'histoire. Nous voilà rentrés, bouche bée, à Caen. Je crois qu'on va passer une soirée assez calme afin de penser à tout ce que l'on a vu aujourd'hui.
So our friends have had quite an emotional day, une journée pleine d'émotions as they visited the site of the D-Day landings and so on. Let's have a chat about this. We will read each sentence as ever and talk about the language there. So Pierre-Benoît, would you like to take this away?
Bien sûr. Quelle journée pleine d'émotions.
So as we said, what a day full of emotions. Pleine, because it's une journée. The masculine form is plein, but here pleine d'émotions. Quelle journée pleine d'émotions.
Devenu à présent un symbole de paix, les plages de Normandie accueillent chaque année des millions de visiteurs, dont certains sont les enfants et petits-enfants d'anciens combattants.
Okay, so this is quite a long sentence, and it includes some, well, one tricky word in particular, don. We'll come back to the don, but devenu à présent un symbole de paix, so having become at present a symbol of peace, now a symbol of peace, les plages de Normandie, the beaches of Normandy, accueillent chaque année des millions de visiteurs, so they welcome every year millions of visitors, dont certains sont les enfants et petits-enfants d'anciens combattants. So, dont there is of which. Certains, some of them, sont les enfants, are the children, et les petits-enfants, and the grandchildren, d'anciens combattants, of veterans, or literally former soldiers, d'anciens combattants.
Mm-hmm. Très bien. And I really like the word accueil. Okay, it's not I like it, but I think it's such a tricky word to say, Mark. So spend some time on that. You know, accueil. It's tricky.
The infinitive is accueillir. So let's conjugate this. J'accueille. I welcome.
Mm-hmm. With an E at the end. Tu accueilles.
Yes, at the end. So you welcome.
Il accueille or elle accueille.
So he or she welcomes.
With just an E at the end.
Absolutely.
Nous accueillons.
So here, a very slight difference there in the sound. Accueillons. Nous accueillons. We welcome.
Vous accueillez.
You welcome, plural or formal.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we've just seen there, ils accueillent or elles accueillent, if it's female.
So they welcome. Accueille. Les plages de Normandie accueillent chaque année des millions de visiteurs. Let's just talk a little about don as well, because here we've established that there's millions of visitors and don comes next, so it's of which?
Yeah, referring to visitors, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Of which certains, some, sont les enfants, are the children and the grandchildren of veterans. So can you give us another example of don used in this way, Pierre-Benoît?
J'ai vu des amis dont certains m'ont recontacté récemment.
Okay, so I saw some friends, some of whom, dont certains, m'avaient recontacté, had recontacted me, had got back in touch récemment, recently. What about another example?
What about one with things? Have you got one, Mark?
J'ai lu des livres dont certains étaient des traductions de livres français.
Très bien. So I read some books, okay. And how would you translate the don then there?
I would say some of which, because I think we can say some of which or some of whom when we're talking about don certains. So some of which were translations of books in French.
Well done. Super.
Let's go on then.
Nous sommes donc partis à 9h vers les plages du débarquement.
Okay, so le débarquement, with a capital D, is the term that's used for the Normandy landings, for the D-Day landings. So, nous sommes donc partis à 9h. We left, therefore, at 9 o'clock, vers les plages du débarquement, towards the Normandy landing beaches.
On a fait une réservation, il y a plusieurs semaines, pour faire une visite guidée des plages dans une Jeep restaurée des années 40.
So, on a fait une réservation. We made a reservation il y a plusieurs semaines, a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, pour faire une visite guidée, to do a guided visit des plages, of the beaches, dans une Jeep restaurée des années 40. So, this is a Jeep, a car, that was restored from the 1940s, les années 40. So, une Jeep. And it's une Jeep because it's une voiture. So we always use a feminine article with a make of car. Une Jeep, une Mercedes, une, je sais pas quoi, une Volvo, une Ford, quoi que ce soit.
Une Mercedes, une Chrysler, une Peugeot.
Une Citroën, and so on. So une Jeep restaurée des années 40. A restored Jeep from the 40s.
Yeah, can we go back to the expression il y a plusieurs semaines and the way you translated it, you know, saying ago, you know, il y a 2 heures, 2 hours ago, il y a 5 jours, 5 days ago. It's a good expression to practice and get familiar with.
Absolutely. Good. Okay, let's continue.
And I didn't know something, Mark. You know, in a Jeep,
mm-hmm.
If it's got a capital, that means you actually rented, or you know, you're using a real Jeep. You know, it's the name's on it. But if it's a 4x4 that looks like a Jeep, but it's a different make, then you could say un Jeep, but it can't have the capital.
Ah, tiens, très intéressant. Okay.
Bah oui.
On va continuer.
D'accord, on continue. De cette manière, on a pu voir plus de choses que ce qui aurait été possible à pied.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to read that again, Pierre Benoit, and I'd like you to slow down a little at the end because there's a lot going on in there with the words that all run together normally when you're reading it. So just this once, read this nice and slowly so that we can hear all of these words.
De cette manière, on a pu voir plus de choses que ce qui aurait été possible à pied.
Okay, good. So de cette manière, in this way, in this manner, on a pu voir, we were able to see, plus de choses. And the plus is a positive there, so it's more things, as opposed to if it were plus de choses, which could mean no more things. But here it's plus de choses que ce qui aurait été possible à pied. So let's look at this literally. So more things than that which would have been possible on foot. This is pretty tricky. First of all, let's look at the verb aurait été. We've got the conditional tense of the auxiliary avoir and the past participle été from être. So would have been. This is a conditional perfect or a past conditional.
Très bien. Je ne peux rien ajouter de plus parce que c'est parfait, Marc.
So more things than that which we would have been, or that which would have been possible on foot. Or in better English, we saw, or we were able to see, more than what would have been possible to see on foot, or if we were walking.
Très bien, très bien. De cette manière, it's interesting, in French we've got the de before it. In English, do you have to say of, or you can just say this way?
You could say this way, you could say in this way, but you wouldn't say of this way, I don't think.
Non, non, non. Ok, je continue.
Vas-y.
Notre guide, Alexandra, était très sympa et cultivée.
Ok, so, we could say here that our guide, Alexandra, was very nice and cultivated. I think we'd be more likely to say cultured.
Très bien, ouais. Ok, cultivé, here, I don't think you would say cultivated. It's got to be cultured, yeah. Yeah.
We could use cultivated if we're talking about a field or something like that, but here we're talking about a person, in which case they're probably likely to be more cultured rather than cultivated.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to say here is that the guide is an expert, so that they know, or she knows her stuff. She knows all the things that's got to be said about the débarquement.
Would you accept knowledgeable here for cultivé?
Oui, knowledgeable, yeah, especially for that specific situation there, yeah.
Okay, let's go on.
Quand on s'est rendu compte qu'elle avait une longue pause à midi, on l'a invitée à manger avec nous dans un café qui sert uniquement des produits locaux. Okay. It's quite a long sentence.
It is, yeah. So let's look at the first part. Quand on s'est rendu compte, when we realized, so that's se rendre compte, in the perfect tense, of course it's a reflexive verb, therefore we need être as our auxiliary. Quand on s'est rendu compte qu'elle avait une longue pause à midi, that she had a long break at lunchtime, at noon. On l'a invité à manger avec nous. So we invited her. So that la there is L apostrophe A. It's careful, it's important to know exactly how that's written. On l'a, L apostrophe A, invité. Now, the la there, or the L apostrophe, is referring to la, meaning she, meaning her. We invited her. Therefore, what happens to the past participle? On l'a invité.
We need to agree, Marc. Okay, so we need to add an extra I.
And that is because of that preceding direct object, the la. Obviously, it's L apostrophe, but it stands for la, referring to her. So, on l'a invité à manger avec nous. We invited her to eat with us. Dans un café, in a café, qui sert uniquement des produits locaux, which serves uniquely local produce, which specializes in local produce.
Yeah, a couple of things, Marc, if you don't mind. Midi. Midi is very good, okay? Obviously, it's midi is midday, but in this sentence, it also refers to lunch. So, qu'est-ce que tu as mangé à midi? It doesn't mean, literally it means, what did you eat at 12 o'clock? But actually it means, what did you have for lunch? So it's quite a nice expression, à midi or midi, to use and get familiar.
It's also, the word is also used to describe the south of France, is it? Le midi.
Yeah, it would tend to have a capital then, but being midi, being noon, being the hottest part of the day, it refers to the hottest area, the warmest area in France.
Très bien. Okay.
Another thing, Marc, I did say there was a couple of things.
Yeah.
Se rendre compte is quite a tricky expression. And you can also use an easier one, which is réaliser, an ER verb. Okay. And there's no problem. We could have had here quand on a réalisé. But it doesn't use être, it uses avoir.
Yeah. And traditionally, réaliser was seen as more to realize a goal or something like that in the sense of making something. But I think the English influence has perhaps meant that réaliser can now be used as to realize. I actually think in previous episodes of Coffee Break French, we've said, don't use réaliser, use se rendre compte. Mm-hmm. But I think usage is changing.
Yeah, it's changing. And I think in spoken French, okay, people say, oh, je réalise que tu es déjà arrivé. You know, I'm realizing, okay, je me rends compte. But I think in spoken French, it's easier to say réaliser than se rendre compte. So that's why.
Okay, we'll take a short break there to consider our realizations, and we'll be back very soon. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Très bien. Ok, alors nous allons continuer avec notre texte d'aujourd'hui. Alors Pierre-Benoît, vas-y.
Après avoir dit au revoir à Alexandra, on s'est mis en route vers Aromanches-les-Bains pour une balade digestive sur le sable.
Ok, après avoir fait quelque chose, we've seen that many times, after having done something or after doing something. So after saying goodbye to Alexandra, on s'est mis en route, on s'est mis en route, we could make the liaison there. We set off vers Aromanches-les-Bains, another place name, pour une balade digestive sur le sable. So for a digestive walk on the sand. Of course, a digestive walk would be a walk to help their lunch go down.
À 16h, on est allé à un cinéma circulaire pour voir un film immersif.
Ok, à 16h, at like 1600 hours, at 4 p.m, on est allé à un cinéma circulaire, we went to a circular cinema, pour voir un film immersif, to see an immersive film. Fairly straightforward.
Ouais. On a été plongé au cœur de la bataille grâce à des images d'archives projetées tout autour de nous.
Okay, on a été plongé. Literally, we were plunged. On a été plongé au cœur de la bataille. Into the heart of the battle. Grâce à des images d'archives projetées tout autour de nous. So thanks to, as a result of some images of the archives, so archive images projected, projetées tout autour de nous, all around us. So here we've got these images d'archives projetées. If you think about the gender of image, and then have a think about projeté, what should we see on the end of projeté?
It should be an E, a cute, another E, and an S, because it's got to be feminine and it's got to be plural, referring to image, and it's une image, but here we've got des images.
Exactly. So image is feminine, therefore we need the feminine ending, and of course there are more than one. So projeté, il y a cute IS at the end, tout autour de nous, all around us.
Je ne vais pas mentir, j'ai versé quelques larmes dès le début de la projection.
Je ne vais pas mentir. Mentir is the verb to lie. Je ne vais pas mentir, I'm not going to lie. Quite a useful expression. J'ai versé quelques larmes. So, larme, une larme is a tear. In this case, j'ai versé quelques larmes. Literally, I poured some tears. I shed some tears. You can verser une bouteille, can't you?
Oui, on verser une bouteille. Non. Verser de l'eau dans quelque chose. On verse quelque chose d'un récipient dans un autre.
Okay, so you pour something from one thing into another, but you also pour your tears from your eyes. So shed a tear, oui. In English. J'ai versé quelques larmes dès le début de la projection, as soon as the projection started. So right from the start of the projection.
Yeah. Je ne vais pas mentir. You could have another expression in French. Je ne vais pas vous cacher.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so that making the choice whether I should tell you or not, you know, hiding it from you or not. So the person is actually telling us, well, it was so emotional that, you know, I'm not going to lie here. I shed a few tears.
In that case, je ne vais pas vous cacher. We don't need a le in there. I'm not going to hide it from you.
No. Yeah.
Je ne vais pas vous cacher. Okay, that's new for me. Good. Let's go on.
Je suis très heureuse d'avoir consacré une journée à me souvenir de ce moment clé de l'histoire.
So, I'm very happy. Je suis très heureuse d'avoir consacré, to have literally consecrated, to have spent a day, une
devoted.
Journée. Devoted, yeah, that's better. À me souvenir de ce moment clé de l'histoire. To have devoted a day at remembering this key moment of history.
Yeah. We use consacrer quite a lot, you know, consacrer du temps à quelqu'un, consacrer du temps à faire quelque chose. That's an expression you can easily use in on a daily basis.
Good. And so devote is a good translation there of that. Okay, let's finish off.
Nous voilà rentrés, bouche bée, à Caen.
So here we are back home, back at the hotel. Nous voilà rentrés à Caen, in Caen, bouche bée. So this is quite interesting. It means dumbstruck, unable to talk.
Yes, speechless, you know. It's very visual, Mark. You know, la bouche, okay, the mouth, okay, la bouche B. You can see it. It's like, it's open and you can't see me, but, and it's like figé. You're kind of stuck there.
So there is a verb B, B-E-acute-E-R. It's quite a literary verb. It's a kind of classic verb, as it were. And it means to gape or to be wide open. And as you say, yeah, I can see Pierre Benoise, he's doing this, and his mouth is wide open. but it's kind of like to have your mind blown, but to do so with an open mouth. Let's call it that. Okay.
Je crois qu'on va passer une soirée assez calme afin de penser à tout ce que l'on a vu aujourd'hui.
Ah, this is nice. Afin de faire quelque chose. It's in order to do something. You could replace it with pour.
Oui, pour. Afin de, pour. It's exactly, they're interchangeable.
So, je crois qu'on va passer une soirée assez calme. I think we're going to have a calm evening. Afin de penser, in order to, or so that we can, penser à tout ce que l'on a vu aujourd'hui. To think about everything that we have seen today.
Yeah, going over everything they saw, yeah.
À tout ce que l'on a vu. What's the L apostrophe doing in there?
It's just to make it sound better. À tout ce que l'on a vu. Okay. You could actually take it away, and it would be à tout ce qu'on a vu, which sounds very good as well. Maybe it's a different register of language.
Okay, so it's called expletif in French, isn't it? When it's just there to help the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be confused with expletive in English. The word expletive means you're being vulgar. You're saying rude things. but this is an expletive L. It's just there to make it sound better. Okay, let's go back and listen to the whole text again, and hopefully this time things will make more sense.
Quelle journée pleine d'émotions! Devenue à présent un symbole de paix, les plages de Normandie accueillent chaque année des millions de visiteurs, dont certains sont les enfants et petits-enfants d'anciens combattants. Nous sommes donc partis à 9h vers les plages du débarquement. On a fait une réservation il y a plusieurs semaines pour faire une visite guidée des plages dans une Jeep restaurée des années 40. De cette manière, on a pu voir plus de choses que ce qui aurait été possible à pied. Notre guide, Alexandra, était très sympa et cultivée. Quand on s'est rendu compte qu'elle avait une longue pause à midi, on l'a invité à manger avec nous dans un café qui sert uniquement des produits locaux. Après avoir dit au revoir à Alexandra, on s'est mis en route vers Arromanches-les-Bains pour une balade digestive sur le sable. À 16h, on est allé à un cinéma circulaire pour voir un film immersif. On a été plongé au cœur de la bataille grâce à des images d'archives projetées tout autour de nous. Je ne vais pas mentir, j'ai versé quelques larmes dès le début de la projection. Je suis très heureuse d'avoir consacré une journée à me souvenir de ce moment clé de l'histoire. Nous voilà rentrés, bouche bée, à Caen. Je crois qu'on va passer une soirée assez calme afin de penser à tout ce que l'on a vu aujourd'hui.
Now, if you would like to get more out of this episode, and indeed the whole course of the Travel Diaries, then you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where we offer a course that includes lesson notes. You'll be able to follow the text and read the explanations and the further examples that we provide, and also a video version where you can practice your pronunciation as you read along with Charlotte. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, you can always find the Coffee Break French team on social media. So don't forget to check out Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular cultural information and language challenges 3 times a week. And we're also Learn French on Twitter. And you can find Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And we will be posting the photos of these different locations that our friends are visiting each week. So you can check that out there on Instagram. Okay, that's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back again soon with the next installment of the series. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Salut.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.